During a visit to the Nigerian capital, South African Deputy President Phumzile Malombo Nguka issued a public apology for the anti-immigrant violence in her country. Dozens of Nigerian-owned businesses have been targeted in nearly 2 weeks of violence in South Africa against immigrants, most of them from Zimbabwe and Somalia. The attackers blame immigrants for being responsible for crime and taking jobs. Nigeria, like many other African countries, provided substantial support to the worldwide campaign against apartheid in South Africa. Peter Egon is a senior researcher at the Lagos-based Nigerian Institute for International Affairs.
It is baffling to me and to most people that people who have been refugees all over the neighboring countries and even here during the apartheid should forget the brotherly welcome they got from Africans, from the so-called frontline stationers. It is most baffling.
Media in Nigeria have carried images of burned bodies in South African townships and hostile mobs harassing immigrants. Nigerian President Umar Yar'Adua discussed the situation with his South African counterpart, Thabo Mbeki, at a mini summit near the northern Tanzanian town of Arusha on Thursday. At least 42 people have been killed and 25,000 have been displaced in 2 weeks of violence in South Africa. South Africa is home to about 25 million immigrants. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.